This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin by praising Allah Azza wa Jal. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. and I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention and grant Him peace, and to His family and His companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah. Have taqwa of Allah as Allah deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it He created its mate, and from those two He sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is right. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest success. To continue, the best speech is the Book of Allah. The best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of things in this religion are newly invented beliefs and practices. And all newly invented beliefs and practices in this religion are innovations. And all innovation in this religion is misguidance. And all misguidance is in the hellfire, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. My dear brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, and He calls us to certain actions which will purify us, and certain things which will clean our hearts and bring us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said regarding the nafs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal swore by the nafs, by the soul. Allah swore by it. And Allah Azza wa Jal only swears by something which is great in the sight of Allah. He swore by the nafs, and Allah Azza wa Jal swore by the one who created it. And Allah Azza wa Jal inspired this nafs, inspired it to know what is wicked and what is righteous. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us a fitrah, a nature, which begins our journey to knowing what is right and wrong. And then Allah Azza wa Jal gave revelation, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which give us the clearest of instructions as to what is wicked for our soul and what is righteous for our soul. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is the person who purifies their soul. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. As for the one who dirties their soul, and the one who allows their soul to be impure, and allows their heart to be impure, this person has lost the greatest of losses. So Allah Azza wa Jal encourages us for something we call tazkiyatun nafs, purifying the soul. And today in this khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala, I want to talk about some of the qawa'id and the usul, the most important principles and the most important concepts around tazkiyatun nafs, purifying the soul. Because Allah promised success for the one who does it. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That if this person can purify this soul, this person is going to be successful. And if we want the success in the Akhirah, so we need to understand this concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about. The first principle that we're going to take is that tazkiyatun nafs, purifying your soul, is made up of two things. Because the word zakah or tazkiyah, it comes with two meanings. It comes with the meaning of at-tathir, and it comes with the meaning of an-nama'u wa-ziyada. It comes with the meaning of purification. So you cannot build up your soul, and you can't build up your heart, and you can't develop your iman unless you first of all purify that heart and you clean it of the things that make it dirty and the things that make it impure. So the beginning of tazkiyatun nafs is to remove the things from the heart which dirty it, and to remove the things from the soul which take it away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that comes the meaning of an-nama wa ziyada, building on it and developing your heart and building your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, when they talk about the soul, they don't include these two things together. So what you see from some people is they want to purify their heart. So they concentrate on removing the things which should not be there, but they never concentrate on building the connection to Allah. And other people, they want to build a connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, but they want to build it upon a foundation that is corrupt and a heart that is impure. And this heart will never be connected to Allah. So what a person is required to do is to clean their heart and to build that connection with Allah upon a clean heart. This is the meaning of tazkiyatun nafs, purifying your soul. The next principle that we're going to take is that one of the foundations of purifying the soul, it is to look at yourself and to remember death and to look at what will happen if you die today or you die tomorrow. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah. And what is taqwa? It is to do what you can in the best that you can to obey Allah and the best that you can to keep away from disobedience to Allah with a sincere intention and in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to understand, my dear brothers, that Allah requires us to have taqwa and let each soul look at what they put forward for tomorrow. Every person has to look at their heart. Because my dear brother, if you don't know the condition of your heart, how will you purify your heart? How will you build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you don't even know what is in your heart today, and you don't know the condition of your iman today. So every single person has to look at their heart and look at what will happen if they die today. And if you stand before Allah tomorrow, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And anyone who is honest with themselves and looks at their heart and their soul and looks at their deeds, you are going to find many, many, many sins. And you're going to find many huge acts of disobedience before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is going to inspire the person to turn back to Allah in repentance, to ask Allah's forgiveness, and to clean their heart. When a person commits a sin, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that when a person commits a sin, a black mark is placed upon their heart. And if they continue and they don't repent to Allah Azza wa Jal, in the end that heart will be sealed. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he recited, "Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun." He recited the ayah, "Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim." Rather, their hearts have been sealed because what they used to do. Their hearts have been sealed because of what they used to do. The sins that they did, and they never cleaned their heart, they never came back to Allah, they never made tawbah, and so their heart became one dot after another, after another, after another, until their heart became sealed. And what was the consequence of their heart becoming sealed? Kalla, innahum ar-rabbihim yawma'idhin lamahjubun. Rather, they were not able to look at Allah yawm al-qiyamah. They were not able to look at Allah Azza wa Jal yawm al-qiyamah, when the believers will look upon their Lord. When the believers will look upon their Lord, wujuhun yawma'idhin nadhira ila rabbiha nadhira. There will be faces that will be bright on that day, and they will look at their Lord. They were prevented from this because of the constant dots of sin after sin after sin that sealed their heart. From the principles that we need to understand, my dear brothers, as it relates to purifying the soul, is that there is only one single path to purifying the heart and purifying the soul. There is only one single path, and that path is the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what the early generations were upon. There is no means to purify your soul except this. And there is no way to get nearness to Allah except this. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The only religion that Allah accepts is Islam. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad. Whoever does an action that is not in accordance with what we brought, it will be rejected from them. Allah azza wa jal sent among us the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among the believers, yatlu alayhim, reciting to them ayatihi, Allah's ayat. He was reciting to them Allah's ayat. Wa yuzakkihim, wa yuallimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmah. He was reciting the ayat of Allah, and he was making tazkiyah for the believers. He was purifying their hearts. He was purifying their souls. And he taught them the Quran and the Sunnah. My dear brothers, think about this. Look at how Allah mentions tazkiyatun nafs in between what? In between reciting the ayat of Allah, in between reciting the ayat of Allah, and in between learning the Quran and the Sunnah. So these things come together. The means to tazkiyah, to purifying the heart and purifying the soul, it is reciting the Book of Allah, and it is at-tafaqquh, getting knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He teaches them the Quran and the Sunnah. This is what gives them tazkiyah. This is how they purify themselves, by learning the Quran and the Sunnah, and by reciting the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what brings their heart near to Allah. This is what calls them to tawbah. This is what teaches them how to clean the heart. And this is what teaches them how to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We begin with the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and by asking Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to his family and his companions. My dear brothers, we are speaking about the purification of the soul. And ultimately, our righteous actions, they have to come from a pure heart. That is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhuma, in which he said, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةِ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Indeed, in the body there is a piece of flesh. If it is correct and righteous, the whole body will be correct and righteous. And if it is corrupt, the whole body will be corrupt, and it's the heart. Let not anyone say that my heart is pure while they see that their deeds are corrupt. Because this goes against what the Prophet ﷺ said. Rather, if you see evil in your deeds, this only comes from the evil that is in your heart. And likewise, your righteous deeds can be a way to bring purification to your heart. We mentioned the value of a tawbah wal istighfar, turning back to Allah, asking Allah's forgiveness, repenting, correcting ourselves, making up for the wrong things that we did, following up a bad deed with a good one to wipe it out. But there is no doubt that the greatest of all of our deeds, and the deed which is essential to purify the heart, is the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal alone and with no partner. Because at Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is aslu tazkiyah. It is the foundations of purifying the heart. And there is no other way to attain purity except by this action. As Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I only created the jinn and the men to worship me alone. So when we have understood this, and we have understood the relationship between knowing Allah and between worshipping Him, that you worship Allah alone because of what you know of His names and His attributes and His actions that are for Him alone, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, alone and with no partner. And when you implement this in your life, you come to know Allah, and you know Allah's names and attributes, and you understand Allah's rights upon you. So this is the foundation of purifying the soul, and the foundation of building a connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that no person can build a connection with Allah, and no person can purify their heart, unless that heart worships Allah Azza wa Jal alone and with no partner, and unless that heart knows Allah and knows Allah's rights subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many things that we could talk about as it relates to purifying the soul, and there are many principles, and in reality perhaps it deserves a lecture more than it deserves a khutbah. But I want to finish by talking about two or three very simple things. The first one, as we said in the earlier part of the khutbah, is looking at yourself and being honest with yourself. The second thing is racing to tawbah and istighfar. As for istighfar, it should be something automatic. Even if you have not left the sin, even if you don't know how you will stop it, even if you feel like there is no way out from it, at least recognize that your Lord forgives you. At least recognize that no one forgives except Allah, and no one punishes except Allah. And when you recognize this, ask Allah's forgiveness. Ask Allah to cover it up. Ask Allah to forgive it. For if you know that Allah is Al-Ghafoor Al-Ghaffar, Al-Rahim Al-Tawwab, the one who frequently accepts the repentance and the one who forgives all sins, then why would you not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? Beyond that, try to feel sorry for what you've done. Try to feel regretful for the mistakes that you've made. Try to make an effort not to repeat those mistakes again. And if your mistake involved the rights of someone else, try to make up for it. Try to make up for it where you can. And then begin to build a relationship with Allah. How do you build this relationship? I'm going to mention two very simple things. Number one, you start with the fara'id. You start with what Allah made obligatory for you. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي. بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. My servant never came close to me with something more beloved than what I made obligatory for him. So you look at what is obligatory. You look at your 5 daily prayers, your obligatory zakah, your obligatory fasting in Ramadan, and so on. And you look at what Allah commanded you to leave. At the top of what Allah commanded you to leave, الشرك والبدعة, making a partner with Allah, inventing new practices and practicing things the Prophet ﷺ didn't do. And then the major sins, al-kabair, and then al-sagair, the minor sins. You build upon it like this, and then you continue to do voluntary deeds. You continue to do voluntary deeds. Because a person will continue to come close to Allah with the voluntary deeds until Allah Azza wa Jalla said, "Hatta uhibba," until I love this person. By doing an nawafil, building upon what is obligatory with the voluntary deeds. So a person who looks at their heart and a person who makes tawbah and istighfar, and a person who starts with what Allah made obligatory and builds upon it with the nawafil, this person has taken a huge portion of what is necessary to purify the soul and what is necessary to bring success in this dunya and the akhirah. The last point that I'm going to make, and it's befitting to make it the last point, it's appropriate for us to make it the last point, is that the door of tazkiyatun nafs, the door which purifies the soul, which you enter through it to purify the soul, is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if Allah azza wa jal doesn't purify your soul, none of you would have attained purity ever. And that is why from the best of the supplications that you can make is to say, Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. O Allah, give our souls its purity and purify it. You are the best of those who purify it. You are the one that we have entrusted our hearts and our souls to. And you are the one that we ask for protection from. So with this, my dear brothers, we have concluded an idea, some of the principles or some of the concepts behind attaining purity of the soul and purity of the heart. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها. وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، والموت راحة لنا من كل شر، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقيموا الصلاة.